Manifesto Things, the podcast where we are on some manifest your life, shift your mind, and raise the consciousness type of shit. I am Mia.
And I am Christy. And you can consider us your spiritual girlfriends for the next, you know, who knows how long we'll be here.
We'll see what we're doing around here.
Yeah, we're going to try and keep it to an hour. So our last episode, which honestly feels like forever
ago. We skipped a beat, yeah.
We did. But I think, I mean, it was for a good cause. We actually went to this sound healing event. You can see it on Mia's page. It was
fun, yeah.
Actually, your, like, the whole recap was, that was a really good recap.
Thank you.
Even the facilitator was like, that was a good recap. Right?
Wait. Yeah. Okay. You know, black people. I'm sorry. I'm black. Okay. It is what it is. And so as I was doing the recap, when he got up on stage, he had that orange sherbet sweater. So in the recap, I'm
go
like,
ahead, orange sherbet sweater.
He was like, wait, a shout out for the sweater. I'm like, sorry. Because it was giving. I seriously wanted a push pop when we left.
I remember those push pops.
Right.
Okay. So our last episode, we discussed your energy is your vibration. And I really hope that you all found that episode to be helpful. It was a good discussion. That was good.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I'm always excited about topics and discussions where we're talking about how to own our space, how to create our vibe, our energy. So, you know, I'm always good with that. Yep. So speaking of which brings us to what we're talking about today. We're going to just call it speak it into existence.
I'm sorry. It was your vibration. It's your responsibility.
Oh, what did you say? Your energy. Same. Y'all know what she meant.
Yeah.
So, you guys, today we're talking about speaking into existence.
Ooh.
So, You speak and create as you create as you speak.
As we talk, you speak
it. So we talk about this often. Mm-hmm. And I think when we are in intentional moments, and sometimes when we're in ritual, when we're setting intentions, when we are creating, when we are being intentional about creating our life, it's easy for us to focus on making sure that our words are in alignment with what it is that we're trying to create. Sometimes it's a little bit more difficult when we're talking about it on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
The way that we speak. So I want to talk a little bit about that. So, okay, one thing we do, affirmations.
Affirmations saved my life.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, y'all. Hold on a second. Pause.
We got folks coming in, y'all. It's all good.
It's all good.
Sorry. But no, like affirmations literally saved my life. And it's interesting because I've been kind of like going through the motions of remembering everything. Like, so I'm working on a book, you guys, that I have to have done by this summer.
Me too, y'all.
I know. It's a lot, but it's a good a lot. But affirmations has been extremely instrumental in helping me reprogram the old program that I had from previous relationships.
Interesting. Okay. When we talk about speaking into existence, why do I love affirmations, right? Because it's a way to hear ourselves affirm our vision for our lives, right? Mm-hmm. So I really do. So that's why they're so powerful. Right. It's not just saying words. That is not a meaningless exercise. You can really get something from affirmations, but there's one thing to remember, you guys. Repeated affirmations that you don't believe are a waste of time.
Yeah, that's not gonna help.
Do you know what I mean? And so I think that's why we always talk about the energy behind it.
Yeah,
the
you have
feeling
to feel it.
It.
You have to like
imagine
envision
it, you know, and just
you have to embody it.
Embody it. So, but speaking it, even though we could have the vision, the timeline, everything, but it's when we think about what we are, matter is one of the things that we are made of is vibration. Mm-hmm. The vibration of your voice as you speak your life into existence adds some umph in it. If you don't have that, there's just not that your magic won't work. It might take a little bit longer. Mm-hmm.
So because I know people who have, like, they speak these affirmations to themselves, mm-hmm. but they don't believe it.
Yes.
And it's like, well, I don't understand. Like, how come my life isn't changing? Or how come I'm still in this?
Because you don't believe it.
Exactly.
You don't be believing that.
You don't believe it. So you have to kind of put yourself in a situation where you believe it, you feel it, you embody it, you envision it. Like, you become it. Mm-hmm. And that's when it becomes, like, that's when it manifests. So affirmations are, whew.
I say, well.
Affirmations are amazing. And I realized as I'm working on this book, so affirmations for me, because I was called so many things in my first relationship, in my first marriage, I was called everything under the sun. And so after that relationship ended, I realized that I had to create affirmations that canceled out everything that I was called.
Ooh.
And I did, and back then,
reprogram what you believe about
exactly.
yourself.
So that was in the early 2000s. I mean, affirmations weren't really a hot thing at that point in time. But for me, I realized that I actually had to say, okay, I am not this. This is who I am. This is what I am. And that helped me. Like, honestly, that was a lifesaver for me. That literally saved my life. So if you all are not using affirmations, I highly, highly, highly suggest that you use them, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your personal development, whatever it may be.
I mean, think about it. Whatever it is that you're creating in your life or yourself, speak it. Mm-hmm. And affirmation is a powerful and easy way to do this.
And you can put post-it notes. Like, I would write affirmations on my mirror. And I would put them around, because sometimes you need those reminders, you know?
Sometimes.
All the time.
Right. So, okay, here's another thing. Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorites. How do you speak to yourself about yourself? Come on, Christy.
So it's so funny this week. Oh, this week. Actually, no, it was last week, because this is Wednesday. So last week. Okay.
Ooh, last week.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Both of us.
So I got a promotion in my 9-to-5 job that requires me to do a lot of talking. I don't like to talk. I mean, I can talk, like, one-to-one. I can talk in small groups.
She means she has to present in front of
groups. Right. And in front of my peers,
yeah.
And I get this overwhelming sense of, like, everything closing in, my throat closes up, my armpits get sweaty, I get shaky, my heart's beating, and this is something I've been dealing with for years, mm-hmm. and I just never understood what it was. So I had this reading with Khadijah, who is in the UK. We've all had
Khadijah,
readings.
Right.
Hey, seriously. Khadijah. We've all had readings from her. We should probably give her a shout out and put the link in there. But we've all had readings from her. And so when I talked to her, you know, this is something that it just happened before the reading. So I said, you know, she asked if I had any questions. I was like, as a matter of fact, yes, I do.
As a matter of fact.
Yes, I do. And I asked her, and she said, oh, well, in another life, you actually were killed because of what you were saying, because you were speaking, because you were talking so much. And so now you have this tendency to just shut off. And so anyway, going back to me speaking to myself, I'm like, Christy, you're not smart. You have no idea what you're doing. What are you doing? Like, you don't belong in this position.
Ooh,
you have no
you're
idea.
Just over there lying.
You are over, like, it's
ooh-wee.
You've put yourself in a position where it is above you right now. And I had to, like, sit back and remind myself who I was. And how you speak to yourself is important, because we've talked about this before too. Your words are spells.
I think this right here, when we talk about how we, our actions on a day-to-day life, mm-hmm. I think when we talk about, or when we speak to ourselves and we're talking about ourselves. This is one of those moments where it's so easy to say something because, you know, we joke a lot. Sometimes people joke and they decide the best way for me to get a point across to be self-deprecating. So even in a joking manner, if I say, as I'm eating something and say we're out and I order, you know, some more fries or something, I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a fat ass.
Yeah.
And do I truly believe that I'm a fat ass? No, I do not. However, do I care about my size, my weight? Yes, I do. But
because we want to look good naked.
I mean, facts. Cheers. You know, just what's good. What looks good to me is important to me. Mm-hmm. Now, if I say these type of things to myself, they don't know. Oh, sorry. They can't tell of whether or not what I'm saying, the universe, right, energy, does is not.
It's like, oh, she's joking. No.
Thank you. That's, right. See, that's the thing, you guys. We, as humans, are judgmental. Energy is not judgmental.
Right. It's like, okay.
Energy does not make a, does not decipher whether or not something is good or bad. It just is. And what you say is, as you mm-hmm. speak, you create.
As you speak.
As. I'm sorry. I cannot with this one, right? No, because it's real. Because no, it's so real. For real. It's so real.
I feel like we should talk about that. We should talk about that too.
We did.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. We did.
As you speak.
Seriously. So, because energy is not making a judgment, is neutral.
Right. It just is.
It just is.
Yeah.
Whatever you say is. So, even when we make jokes about ourselves.
Like when people say, okay, so mm-hmm. my partner, he will often joke, like when we're at the register, and they'll give him we'll be at Starbucks, get two coffees, and he's like, okay. They're like, oh, that's $5.99. He was like, okay, that's all I can afford. Don't say that. Don't say
and
I'm, that.
And, right, and you're being funny.
Right.
You know what I mean? You guys. So, and this is why I think one of the major reasons why we're bringing this up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all joke and speak, but And we're not suggesting that people stop joking and speaking. All we're saying is understand
right.
as you speak, you are creating.
Woo!
Now, okay, so here's a question. What happens when one moment I'm saying I am, you know, the goddess, co-creator, and master manifester of my life, and the next moment I'm saying, why is shit always happening to me? So I'm not consistent in my words.
Right.
I'm not consistent in what happens. Mm-hmm. So this is, do you know what happens with the energy? When we are confusing, it just stops. I don't know what to do. Wait.
You get nothing.
Right. So nothing happens. So it's like, oh wait, are you a victim or are you a victor?
Right.
You 5 minutes ago you said this and then you said this. The energy, so it just stops
right.
and waits for you to make a decision. And so if you are continually speaking negativity, then energy goes, oh, hey guys, this is it. This is what she wants.
Right.
Let's go here.
And so as you were talking about that, mm-hmm. because the words that we speak are energy, and
yes.
as you were saying that, it just came to me, energy always has to flow. So if you're talking about being the victor and you're talking about being the victim and the energy has no idea what to do,
mm-hmm.
so it becomes stagnant.
Yes.
That's going to develop into dis-ease.
Okay. Girl, wait. Okay. Okay. We're going to get into it because
baby.
I literally just had this conversation with a client because we're talking about cancer.
Mm.
And what I said was cancer. I am not a doctor or a scientist, but, you know, I'm pretty certain about what I'm saying here.
Right.
A cancer is when the body is attacking itself.
Right.
Now, our bodies, this beautiful, miraculous machine that we call our bodies, are made and created to heal, to manifest, to create the world that we want. Mm-hmm. So why would our body, especially when if you have an immune system, it's made to attack foreign objects, things that don't belong there.
Not itself.
What would make, exactly, what would make your body attack itself? What would make your body attack yourself? So when I think about physically cancer, mm-hmm. what would make my body attack myself? Well, I'm not paying attention to myself. It's trying to get my attention. Because I think about that spiritually. We always say this, you know, spirit will get your attention.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to come talk to me.
Well, been there.
You too busy? Let me take a couple things off your plate. Right. Wait a minute. Hold on. That was my job. What you doing? Yeah. So when your body, your temple, I'm always talking about your temple that is housing the beautiful spirit that you are, because you are a spiritual being having a human experience.
Yes, you are.
When you are not paying attention to your temple because you are ignoring your spirit, it attacks itself. And sometimes that will manifest as cancer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it manifests in self-destructive behaviors.
Right.
It manifests in all type of ways. But when you think about at the end of the day, it's really all because we are not listening, loving, and learning, and responding in a way that our body and spirit...
Allowing.
That's exactly what happens when you stop the energy flow.
And actually,
that's the thing, baby.
And that's something that I was looking at earlier. There was a woman that was at this seminar, and I think she has cancer. But one of the things that the speaker was talking about is if you are the type of person, and this is me, so I know I need to, like, I've been getting better. If you are the type of person that holds in your emotions, like if you feel like something happens and you're about to cry and you hold that back, you are stopping the flow of that energy.
You know what? That's a real thing, you guys.
It really is.
So I make this joke. I'm so sick of people talking about how people talk about cancers. I'm talking about the astrological horoscope cancers. I'm a Cancer, you guys. And people always like, oh my God, you guys are so sensitive. You're always crying. First of all, fuck y'all. But
my mother's a Cancer.
Right. Aside from that, I think it's a strong misconception about cancers. What we do is we allow our emotions, and we allow the energy to flow. We manage our emotions so much better than any other zodiac in the sign.
I don't even think it's managing, though. You allow.
I mean, we allow. Yeah. I mean, it's just we. And the thing is, once it's out, it's out. I'm a Cancer, and I know a lot of Cancers. We don't harbor stuff. Because we have allowed that shit out. It's over. It's gone. I have moved on. The energy has moved on. I've taken the lesson. And I keep it moving. But in the moment when you are emotional in front of people who are not comfortable with emotions, then all of a sudden you're labeling me sensitive. No, baby. I'm letting energy flow. And you know we're water signs, too. I'm just, you know. Sorry, sidebar. I had to give it one up for my Cancer family. You know how they try to play us,
y'all.
You
know, this is interesting. And I feel like out of all of the episodes that we've had, I may have shared this, but I remember being young.
Ooh, girl, you got a good memory. That was a long-ass time ago.
I know. And you're right behind me.
You ain't lying. Look, that was a dad joke. Right.
But I remember like being extra, extra sensitive and just crying off of everything. And my father told me, he was like, Christy, you need to stop crying so much. Like you have to, you can't cry off of everything. I'm like, but how?
I don't know how to.
But I've trained, over time I was programmed or trained to like keep my emotions at bay.
Absolutely.
So now I would say previously as an adult, I would have emotions come up and I'm like, no, I don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. But now I will have emotions to come up. And even though I'm like still thinking I don't have time for that, I'm like, okay, Christy, these emotions are coming up for a reason. Allow them to flow. Like there was a recent thing where I was crying. Oh. There was a show we were watching too when I was crying. But anyway, you got to let those emotions
because honestly, flow.
They're healing. It's healing.
And you know, remember earlier, Christy, you were speaking about reprogramming, retraining yourself,
retraining.
And this is the part, you guys, that I want to speak on a little bit. I want us to, as we're going through this process where we're retraining ourselves, and we may be retraining and reprogramming ourselves in a way that is different from what our parents taught us. And sometimes we get mad at our parents. We're like, these motherfuckers. You know, but you guys, I really want us to show our parents grace, because at the end of the day, oftentimes their intention was not of harm. It was one of protection and growth and nurturing. And they were in a mindset, in a state where they believed that in order for them to succeed and for their child to succeed in the world that they lived in, that was a real thing. Mm-hmm. You don't get emotional.
They were doing the best with what they got.
I'ma do the best with what I got. As gangsta Mariah Carey said. No, but seriously, you guys. So allow them some grace, because at the end of the day, when you know better, do better.
Right.
So the responsibility and the onus is on us. It's on you for you. Remember, we talked about this our last episode. Your vibration is your responsibility. So now that you know better, don't spank them and punish them because they didn't. You do now. And now it's your responsibility. And now that you are aware, now you have to lean into what works for your life. But you can't use them as an excuse anymore. You are a whole different soul. Period. They played their part and they played their position. And you know better.
They may not have known better, but now you know better.
And so choose better for you. Mm-hmm. And so when you choose something that you know is not good for you, what I see a lot of adults doing is we pass the buck. It's like, you know, I was raised like this.
Nobody wants to take accountability.
My parents did X, Y, and Z to me, and they never told me this. But you know that that's something that you need to hear. You know that's something that you need for your nourishment and your nurturing of your soul and your body in this time. But you refuse to do it because it didn't happen before. You sound crazy as hell. Like, y'all, the accountability for ourselves we are past due.
Yeah.
Like, when I say we need to pay that bill, y'all, it is like...
It has incurred interest.
It's like, really, penalties. Right. It's just time.
It's about to go into collections. Okay, so let's talk about the throat chakra.
Yes.
Unbalanced throat chakra.
Now remember, we're talking about speaking into existence. Sometimes, why wouldn't we speak it? Because what we're saying is, like, this is very simple if you think about it. This is not earth shattering. This is something that you can do, like, right now, today,
all
in this
time.
Moment.
Yeah.
Something that becomes a part of your daily spiritual practice. So sometimes it's hard for us. Okay, here we go. It's hard for us to speak what we actually want. Sometimes it's hard for us to say the things out loud because we don't believe it's true. And so, just like when you, so if your throat chakra is not balanced, like, sometimes we can't even get the words out. Like, these are facts. Yeah, you know, you know what? I know I'm talking to some kings and queens out there.
That's me.
You gonna stand beside him? That's your man. That's your man.
Yeah, that's my man right there.
You gonna stand beside him, huh?
I am.
Okay. Yeah.
Hungry man.
Jason over here gonna start the ice maker. Boy, I tell you, we just mess. You know, Jason, we don't care. We really don't.
We don't edit.
We don't edit.
You get so, the raw. unedited version.
What was I just talking about? Cribbity crap.
The throat chakra.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. So sometimes it's difficult for us to say it out loud. And I was gonna say, I know that there are some kings and queens listening to this who have had trouble saying "I love you" to people. Like, you feel it, you know it, and they're in front of you. And Cancers, we don't have this problem. We say But no, I know people like it's like I with every piece of their being they feel it, but when it comes time to speak it, because that lets you know how powerful the vibration of our voice is when we go to creating something. It your throat won't let you. It's like I don't know what happened. I was there. I was standing in. I was ready to confess and share and be vulnerable and say and tell them I love them, and I couldn't do it. So when you know you feel it and you can't do it, even when you are speaking about yourself, like how hard is it for you to say I love you to yourself?
Ooh.
Like straight up look yourself in the mirror and say
you know what? I think I just started being able to do that in my 40s.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
In my 40s. So,
yeah. Like, look, I'm
it's taking some time.
Yeah, like, that's like about 2 years ago.
It's taking some time.
I mean, I could say it, but I'm saying, but I mean it now. I mean it.
Like, there are times where I see myself, I'm like, okay, I see you.
Baby!
Girl, okay, I love you.
Wait, who?
I see you popping.
I have these conversations in my head, often. And I was thinking to myself, who is the one person like that you would have sex with? Do you know my answer is me? If I can
no, that's a little weird.
Man, fuck that. If I can make myself a man and do it to myself, I want to see what I'm working with.
Oh, make yourself a man. Okay.
Yes, so that's I want to be me, though. I want to be me experiencing me. Man, girl.
Okay.
I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's going on with them skins. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I want to experience me.
I bet it wouldn't be a cold chicken breast cutlet. Look at his face over there.
I'm just trying to, I knock these boots. I think I'm hot.
My boyfriend's over here, like, looking nice.
Jason is not worried about me at all.
He's like, what happened and who did it?
I'm just saying. But, I may be an extremist on it, but, like, I'm really feeling myself. I love myself. Like, I just really do. Sometimes when I'm singing love songs, I am.
You're singing it to yourself.
Wait a minute. Love. Then y'all about to make fun of me.
Because I'm beautiful.
Wait, she's joking, but dead ass. That's one of my jams to me. One of my other jams is, have you heard this song? Oh, my goodness. You're so beautiful, a blind man could love you.
Who sings that?
Baby, oh my goodness. I think his name is Omar something. I'll be singing.
Oh,
I'm
Omar.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
A blonde making love me.
Yeah.
Stop Omar. Playing with me. Yeah,
we like,
look.
We like Omar. We like him.
Right. It's a dope, it's a cold song. I love
no,
that song.
No, it really
song.
Is. We like
but
Omar.
I mean, like sometimes, and it's not even, it was something I built. It was a muscle I built, a love muscle I built by continuing
talking.
It took time.
Affirmations.
Before I even understood the concept of loving myself. So it took a while to even understand that, just to get there.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, how do you do it? It's like, I don't love myself? What does that mean? I mean, I think I love myself. And then you start having that conversation with yourself. Well, what does it actually mean to love myself?
And I think that's another thing, too. A lot of people think, it's like, oh, well, of course I love myself.
I love myself. Like, I don't hate myself.
Duh.
Duh. Baby.
But then once you start digging deeper, it's like, but I haven't been treating myself.
Do you? There you go. Well, and then if you say, yes, I love myself, and you say, well, how do you know you love yourself?
Ooh.
And that's when you start asking, like, well, if you look at how you treat yourself, do you love yourself?
And how you speak to yourself.
And how you speak to yourself and how you speak about yourself.
Mm-mm-mm.
So when I say, like, I'm dead serious. I really do sing to myself. Like, that's a thing.
I don't sing to myself.
And
but
you know, if a song comes on, I'll just find my way into, all of a sudden, I'm singing to myself. And if you would have told me that before, I'm like, that sounds absolutely crazy. With your goofy ass, the fuck?
With your goofy ass?
With your goofy. But, like, I have a love for myself that is so pure and true. I'm in love with the love that I have for myself. And And it's not an arrogance. There's no ego attached to it. It has nothing to do with compare to anybody else. It's just like, damn, I really fuck with me. I like being me.
Yeah. So now that I feel like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm at that point.
I'm adding a little sauce on it because you know, I'm dramatic. but the truth of the matter is I really do rock with myself and I enjoy my company.
Yeah.
And so when you enjoy and rock with yourself, it's natural for you to do things that show love to yourself. And when you speak about yourself or to yourself about things. So just the other day, you asked a question. I was having just a moment where I wasn't feeling awesome. Normally the question would be, what's wrong with me? Mm-hmm. When you even ask that question of yourself, that is coming under the assumption that there is something wrong because you're having an emotional time. That's not real. That's why would you assume that there is something wrong? It just is. So instead of asking yourself, what's wrong with me? Ask yourself, what am I telling myself right now? What's going on with me? Even something just as simple as changing that, just your inner conversation, is so empowering. But, you know, so when we talk about your throat chakra, you guys, one thing you can do to balance your throat chakra, because, you know, we just don't want to leave y'all out there, is there's a few things. One, you know, we love crystals. You got some solidite. You got some aquamarine. You got some
lapis.
Thank you. I'm like, what's my favorite one? That one. Lapis.
Celestite.
There you go. Some blue crystals.
Yeah. What's the calcite?
Blue calcite is, oh, that's a good one too. Mm-hmm. And as you when you're relaxing, just take one, put it right on your, just put it right on your throat chakra. If it is, as you are speaking to yourself, right, about yourself, if it's difficult to look at yourself while you're doing it, write it down, what you want to say, and record yourself saying it. So record your affirmations about yourself. I am beautiful and worthy of all I desire in this life. That might be difficult to say to yourself often when you're feeling like, when you're looking at your life and you're like, this ain't it. So I feel this is stupid as hell. Record yourself saying one time. Record yourself, put it on loop, and listen to that. I'm telling you, energetically adding a vibration to your creation, to your visual, it's a magic ingredient. Mm-hmm. I'm like, not even trying to be funny.
Can
like,
I share what helps me?
Absolutely, please.
With my chakras, so when I meditate, if I feel like I need to just check to make sure that I'm balanced, I envision, because you know, chakras are these wheels of mm-hmm. energy mm-hmm. that move clockwise. So as I'm working up from the root to the crown, I envision the color of the chakra rotating clockwise. Mm-hmm. Solar plexus tends to be that tricky chakra.
For me too, Christy.
I know. I think it's for a lot of healers. Like for a lot of like
solar is a thing.
It's a thing. So I realized that once I get to the chakra that is not balanced, I can't visualize its spinning.
Exactly. Yes.
It's like a...
I'm with you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I will stay there until I can get it moving and flowing consistently and balanced, and then I'll move to the next chakra. So that's something that you can do too with your throat.
Well, but and Christy,
and blue.
And that's what I'm saying, you guys. When you guys go to your chakras and you envision them, there are some of you who are like, I get it. There's some of you like, wait, I'm supposed to just visualize, just imagine a wheel. Look up, go.
Or like,
we're going to keep this easy. We're going to keep this real easy. Google chakras. And I'll show you the colors. And you'll see circles. Mm-hmm. As you go through your body, imagine that circle in that color for each chakra mm-hmm. turning. Imagine what it looks like clockwise. In your body. Just imagine it. If it's moving clockwise, guess what? That means it's jamming. If it's moving backwards, you may want to see, hey, baby, what's going on with you?
Yeah.
If it's not moving or if it's slow, that's how you know where your energy needs to be. And this is the thing. They're going to say, well, how do I know if it's right? If you're ask yourself...
Right.
And you're asking yourself about yourself and you're not even going to believe yourself? Don't we sound crazy? I'm not going to believe myself about myself because there's nobody outside of me to tell me your throat chakra is black is blocked. Your throat chakra is slow. I need somebody else to tell me.
No,
you guys. Mm-hmm. It's your temple. It's your body. It's your energy. But that's why you do have energy healers to help you to get there. I honestly feel like as a healer and as a coach, it is not my job to always be the person to tell you what's going on with you.
Yeah.
It's for me to help you to be able to identify and heal yourself.
Yeah, because I would also
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm going to show you how to do your thing for right. you. This is not a, you know, you can come to any time you want to, but I'm not trying to commit people to myself. This is mastery of you.
Right. Because as practitioners, I think we also put ourselves in a position where we have to realize that we can't, there is some hold handing.
Yeah.
But we hand-holding. Have, sorry, yeah. Hand holding. What did I say? Holding. What did I
say? Apothecary. That's what you said. Y'all have to go back to it.
You know what I'm trying to say. As practitioners, there is some hand holding. But it's almost like that child that needs to experience things on their own in order to learn that lesson. You have to allow space for growth. You have to allow space for lessons.
I'm not good. Absolutely. I'm not taking over your journey.
I can't tell you.
Like, you're on your journey.
Right.
It's at a certain point in your journey, you decide to say, hey, come walk with me. I'm like, okay, sure. I am humble to be allowed to step into your timeline and in your journey. And then I go off to whatever. You know what I mean? It's not, it's still yours. It's always yours. So if you ask of yourself something and you tell you get a response back, start trusting that.
Trust it.
Okay.
And that does take time because there are times where I don't trust.
Absolutely.
That's where I use my pendulum. I'm like, let me just double check.
And then you have
quick.
Tools. Well, yeah. That could be another episode.
Yeah, that'll be next week.
Yeah, look, that could be. No, you said something else next week. I can't remember. But okay, anyway.
Spiritual toolbox.
Bam. Yep. Boom, bip.
As if it's already happening.
Exactly. So when we talk about affirmations, that's why we. I have seen affirmations written in every type of way. I'm saying personally, for me. When I write and speak affirmations, they have to be, I write them as if it is already happening. I don't say things like, I will, I want, I'm creating, like, you know what I mean? It was done. It's done.
I created.
I am whatever I am, right. that. If I'm buying a new home, I am
the owner.
Like, you know, I say stuff like, cause you know me, I love my new home. It's warm and cozy and everything I've always desired. You know what I mean? Like whatever that is.
And that brings
in
the emotion too.
So thank you. And I was about to say, and for me, and that's why I said, I'm just saying from my side, speaking for me. For me, when I write my affirmations and I speak in that way, what it does is, creates a visualization for me. Mm-hmm. So remember, we're talking about the ingredients to make something into matter, right?
Yeah.
From thought to matter. It starts with a thought, and in order to get it here in a 3D, there are some ingredients and steps that need to happen. So when I add the vibration, and I'm speaking as if I'm sitting in that home, I am, you know, if I'm on a stage, and I'm speaking to lots of kings and queens about self-mastery. I don't say one day I will be.
Yeah, I am.
And then when I say it like that, now I see myself on there. Mm-hmm. I see what I'm saying. I see people's eyes and lights opening and shining as they start to understand. Like, I see this shit like now.
Yeah.
Now, man. I hope that one day, no, baby, I don't hope nothing. I am. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it right now. I'm in it presently. So, that's, again, like I see some, no, and I'll say this. I'm also very in tune with who I am. Mm-hmm. I know visualization is a big thing for me. When I think, some people think in words. right? Yeah. When they think of something, they could think in equations. They think in all types of stuff. I think in picture.
Yeah, me too.
So for some people to get to the place where they manifest, they have to speak their affirmations in process as opposed to where they are. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are like, no, I am creating, because they need to be reminded every day when I get up that this is what I'm doing. Right. Because that's their thought process. Mm-hmm. So you guys, when
it's different for everyone.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I'm like. I was just sharing what works for me. Right. And there absolutely is no right and wrong. I am just saying, for me, that's how I need to speak it. And that's what works for me.
Yeah. So for me, like, visualizing too is really helpful. And then also like feeling it. And then, okay, so what version of yourself is experiencing this? Like, what does she do? How does she dress?
Absolutely,
like,
the creation, baby.
Like, what does she drive? How does she?
All of and that. Then you embody I'm all in that.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, what kind of perfume does she wear? Like, it's very detailed.
Oh, you already know. I'm out. No.
It's honestly, but our the way that we are able to visualize, it is empowering. Like, it really is. And so don't. And so something that I've heard is that, going back to that childlike imagination is so important, especially for magic.
I mean,
so important.
You guys, imagination. Okay, how can I say this? Let me look. I'm like, I want to say this in a way that makes sense. Imagination, I believe, is one of the most important tools in manifestation.
Yeah.
And I think it's so unfortunate that we're trying to make our imagination something that's make-believe, that's not real. You know, when we think about how we talk about children and their imaginary friends.
Oh, you're too old for that now. You need to let that go.
Exactly. Everything that you are experiencing right now in your lifetime, Chris, you just picked up a wine glass and drank some wine. Mm-hmm. Before there was ever a wine glass, somebody in their mind imagined a way to best be able to taste the grapes and the fermented grapes. The
fermented grapes.
The wine that he created. Before that, there was someone, before there was wine, someone imagined, I wonder what it would taste like if I took these grapes and did X, Y. Do you understand? Everything was created in somebody's imagination. So how dare us try to make people not nurture their own imaginations? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you want to know what happens when you don't have an imagination? You're creating your life based on somebody else's imagination. Because how? Because where?
But then I also feel like it may go into what we discussed earlier, when you are kind of the in-between.
Yeah.
You know, when you're not allowing that energy to flow through you, you're allowing it to, like, be stuck. You know, it's stuck and it can't flow. So, and I also feel like that's also what causes blocks, or that's also what allows you to not manifest the things that you desire.
And we talked a little bit about it before, guys. Just think, you know what? It's a muscle. Right?
Practice.
If you get up and you go to, I got one even better. I was going to say, you get up, you go to the gym, think of it like that. But I got something. You get up in the morning and you eat. You get up in the morning and you are disciplined enough where you get up, you go to the restroom without somebody having to remind you that that's what you need. You listen to your body.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is, it should be as natural as that. I am thirsty. I do not hesitate and question, why am I thirsty?
Right.
Maybe I need this. Maybe I'm really not thirsty. Maybe what I am is hungry. Maybe I don't do that. I don't go through that mental exercise with myself. I don't play myself like that. My body says, I am thirsty. I am parched. I get my ass up and get something to drink.
Or
without asking, you know what I mean? Without, I trust that. I trust that intuition. I trust that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Or you might even get to a point where you know yourself, because you've, again, self-mastery, you know yourself, so you get that glass of water, because you know that you're going to be thirsty later on down the line. That's what I do. Like, before I go to bed, I'm like, where is my glass?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm aging myself. But I know that I'm going to be thirsty.
Get up in the middle of the night.
So I absolutely have a glass of water before I go to bed. I'm like, where's my water?
Because I know me.
Right, because I know me.
So, but that you've trained your, so this is my point. You've trained yourself to be able to take care of yourself and give yourself what you need.
Yep.
So when we are speaking spiritually about ourselves, when we start talking about speaking your life into existence, when we start talking about you being a creator and a master manifester of your freaking life, all of a sudden we don't listen to ourselves. We don't trust that. When your body says, I have to pee, you trust that you get your butt up and pee. If your body tells you, I need to disconnect, whatever it is that I need to eat, I need to stop talking to this person, I need to spend more time by myself, but we ignore that, and we have every excuse in the book. Well, I have the kids. Well, I got to go to work. All these excuses not to do the things that we know we need for ourselves. And I'm saying, when you have to go to the restroom, do you say, oh, I can't go pee because I got kids? Mm-hmm. You take your ass to the restroom. So if your body is telling yourself, if your spirit is speaking to you and says, hey, baby, we got to sit down for a minute. Listen to ourselves. This energy got to flow. We got to release this. We have to grieve. We have to allow ourselves to be who we are.
And I have to admit,
and not make an excuse, baby. We got to do that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's been a huge lesson for me. It's just allowing. Because, again, we are so trained and programmed to control.
And everything.
Everything. Like, everything is controlled.
Be like water.
But I'm learning to allow things to unfold. And it's hard, but it takes practice. I mean, just like we were saying that, you know, it requires practice with the affirmations and how you speak to yourself. It requires practice to just allow yourself to allow things to just flow. You know, and I'm a work in progress, but just continue to keep trying.
We're
past the 45-minute mark too.
Okay, we're coming into a close, you guys. I think the work in progress is the beautiful part. Right. When you're no longer a work in progress, we're on to the next one.
When you're no longer a work in progress, it's time to reincarnate into the next experience.
Like, is this on to the next one? On to So one thing we wanted to talk about, you guys, is when we talk about speaking into existence, and sometimes we can, you know, speak it in our minds. We say, you know how you pray silently.
Oh yeah.
I want to talk about, especially when we just talked about, you know, our throat chakra being unbalanced.
Teach them.
Why speaking out loud matters.
Mm.
Okay? And I know sometimes it's uncomfortable, but you guys, when you are speaking out loud the things that you are trying to create for your life, what ends up happening is that internal dialogue, that self-deprecating internal dialogue starts to change. Because you're changing the energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you, man, and I was about to say this, like, and I'm saying this, I want y'all to say, and like, you know, don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. When I say, if you have released the value, your value, into somebody else's hands to tell you whether or not you're valuable or whether or not you're beautiful or you're worthy, and you release that. So when you are trying to change that conversation because you're like, I know that's not, I believe this right now, but I feel like I can get to the other side of this. The one way to start changing your internal dialogue is saying it out loud. Because if you stay in your head is your ego. That's where your ego takes over. Your ego is going to do everything to survive, to stay in the mode that it's in. It does not like change.
It does not. No, it doesn't.
So the ego's, when you feel like, you know what, in your head, I'm beautiful, like, shut up, girl. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to fight. But when you start to take control and disturb that, and you say to yourself, I am beautiful. I love
saying it.
and saying and like and out allowing loud yourself to hear it and you taking it in, it starts to fight that internal dialogue. And I'm telling you, if you allow yourself a bit of consistency and discipline in the way that you speak to yourself, it changes your internal dialogue for real.
So for me, and I would say that this is recent for me, when I speak out loud, I think it was at the last journey we had. Mm-hmm. When I speak things out loud, for me, it's almost as if I'm writing a letter to the universe in Sharpie, like in a permanent marker. Uh-huh. You know, like it's solidified.
Absolutely.
Especially if I hear myself saying it. Because once I hear myself saying it, mm-hmm. then to me it's like I am writing it in permanent marker. When it stays in your head, I feel like if you're writing it in pencil, you can erase it at any point in time.
So it's almost like when you say it out loud, it's like the energy heard you, so it's holding you accountable.
Yes.
So it's almost like, and Chrissy's very big on, that's interesting. See, this is why I love these conversations. That's interesting because Chrissy is very big on, if I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So for you, saying it out loud is kind of like, no, now I have to because I said it out loud. Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
That's that Virgo energy.
So speaking it out loud, mm-hmm. especially for that, you know, for you to hear, for me, and again, maybe, again, we're offering all these different, you know, recommendations, suggestions, affirmations, speaking it, journaling, whatever works mm-hmm. for you. But speaking out loud, I'm like, okay.
And here's another thing with saying it out loud. In magic, especially when you have a vision to create something that is, you know, larger. It's mm-hmm. not just an internal change. It's an external change.
Yeah.
It's an external transformation or transmutation or creation. You need people to come into an agreement with you. So when you speak it out loud, one way now you have more people who are behind you who will come in agreement with you, and now they're visualizing with you. The more people that you have, now you have more vibration, more visualization. So today I was talking to Christy about something that I'm trying to create. If I kept it to myself, it's easy, like Christy said, to write it in pencil and erase it. But saying it out loud
Oof!
To her,
yes.
helps to bring the vision alive, because now mm-hmm. I have my sister in on this. She's standing in agreement with me, and she's visualizing what I visualize. Now I got some oomph behind this.
Yeah.
So the more you speak it, especially to the people who got you, you know what I mean? When you speak to people, when you share your vision and not let the fear stop you from saying things out loud. When you speak your vision, you would be amazed at how that energy comes back to you, because you're spreading it out, guys.
It says, when two or three are gathered.
Baby. Like, we talking about God shit here for real. Like I mean, seriously. I don't think, like, you know, when I'm saying we talking about God, we talking about the God in you. When you have two or more gather for you, in your presence, in agreement with you for your creation, baby.
Oof.
Like, you yeah. just, that's real magic. I'm talking about real alchemy here. For real, for real.
But I will say that you can't share that with everyone.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Discernment.
hey, if you have trouble with that, go to, we have an episode. We did spiritual discernment. Because really, you guys, for real. But you have people in your life who want to see you happy, who want to mm-hmm. see you build, who are connected and tapped in. And just being able to, just, like, guys, think about this. We will sit here and believe that if somebody is speaking bad about you, if someone is speaking bad about you, that you're, sorry, Brantley, you know, he gets excited. You know, my ears are burning. Somebody's talking bad about me. And we feel like if you give people enough power where if I speak something ill of you and it makes a difference in who you are and what people say about you, why in the heck will you not believe when something speaks power onto you that it is not helpful? Because we know, we believe, we allow ourselves to believe when someone speaks in a negative tone about us or something that is not in alignment with who we are, that it changes people's perception of who we are, but you know it doesn't change you. So why not allow people to build with you? It's the same energy, different vibration. It's a different frequency.
And it's also amplified, too.
Yes.
And you have more people.
It makes it... That's why gossiping and rumors are so powerful, you guys.
I don't deal with gossiping.
But I'm saying, like, because they're the amplification of it. When more people... Then it becomes a thing. Mm. Like, there's so many rumors about people that people just make up. No one knows for real. But if enough people say it, we make it real.
Right.
Like we're literally just gonna make up. I'm just making up something because I just saw it. We're literally gonna say Beyonce and Jay-Z are an Illuminati. First of all, don't none of us know what the fuck the Illuminati is, but we're gonna say that everybody is in it. And the more people say it, the more we absolutely believe it. Mm-hmm. And it may or may not be real. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, Chrissy's like, it's real. But I'm
a conspiracy theorist part time, just so you know.
But the more people, so what if more people say, so think about, like, I'm about to prove it to you. I want you to think about what is that song that Beyonce did? I'm that bitch, what did she say? Bow down, bitches. There's a song
that wasn't that to Carrie?
To Carrie.
Hilton?
What's her name? Bow down. No, I don't know who was. I'm just saying a song. And there's a few songs. I'm just using Beyonce as an example. I'm a fan, y'all. So, I'm really not trying to be shady or nothing. But where Beyonce says, she says her name. So, like, it is, like, it'll be a cold song. I'm sorry. I cannot think of any verses right now. But as you're singing that song, and she might say, I'm Beyonce Knowles Carter, I'm this, that. And as you're singing that song, you're singing the lyrics. You are coming into agreement with the hell she's saying about herself.
Herself. And so you are...
You are helping her to create her queendom. Ooh. You are helping build that she is the queen bee because you call her the queen bee.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what the hell I'm saying? If you have people who will be on your side... If the rumor about, like, I heard a rumor that Mia is a multimillionaire. Spread that rumor. Right. Tell everybody.
Can you spread that spread about me too, please?
Do you see what I'm saying? So,
and then I'm the princess.
Why
of the Caribbean.
Not? Why not speak out loud to spread that vibration? And I'm going to tell you something. Remember, I told you, spirit does not make a discernment between good or bad. Spirit does not make a discernment between petty or not. So let's just say, I'm trying to be petty. I'm the petty. I'm the frenemy, and I hear Christy's trying to open a retail space, and I'd be like, I heard Christy trying to open a retail space. You know that's gonna be something. So, I even got my haters helping me build my stuff. Oh, you see the retail space too? So the energy doesn't make a discernment. Mm-hmm. Girl, Cat Williams, this, y'all, it sounds funny, but I'm being very serious. Cat Williams said in one of his stand-ups, she said, you know, I want all the haters. She said, if you don't got no haters, make sure you get some more by summer. Because all you doing is building me. Thank you. You're keeping my energy up forward. When someone says about somebody, this is terrible. I don't understand when people say this. When someone says about somebody else, oh, she thinks she all that. You are literally making them all that.
Yep. Thank you.
Baby.
I didn't believe it until now, but thank you.
Right. Thank you. Thanks. Like, you think you all that, don't you?
You just reaffirm thanks.
And now I got more energy making me whatever all that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. I'm like, it's a lot of people like, I'm going to stop talking about this raggedy. Seriously, the more energy that you put into something, into somebody else, you're literally building them. Especially if you are speaking about something that they're trying to create. Whether or not you're speaking about it in a negative way or not, you're still building it. You're building it. It's going to be terrible. But you've built her business because you said if she gets that business, it's gonna be so terrible. But now she has it. Thank you.
Just like those people, you know, who are following pages. I'm sure you've seen it on like social media. I'm gonna follow you. Your page has changed over time. I don't know what happened. Blah blah blah. I'm just gonna follow you. How about you just unfollow? Like, you don't need to announce it.
That's fine.
Just bye bye.
No, give me all that energy.
Because then when people see those comments, then they're like, oh, let me see what this is about. Let me go ahead and follow this page.
You heard it. She just brought it home for y'all. Seriously, you guys, this is gossip and oof. You have to think. Like, seriously, I'm just gonna use one example. You have to think to yourself, why and how in the hell is any of these Kardashian people as famous and rich as they are? Y'all, we did that. Just by saying, I can't believe her. She's a culture vulture. The more we talk about this woman,
the more they become famous.
So now we watching the house that we built. Okay, I'm done. I'm out. On to the next one.
So the thing is, just all you have to do is just stop giving that thing your energy.
Exactly. And share what you are building out loud. I mean, y'all, and I got to give a woman credit. She came down and said exactly what she's doing. Exactly. And even whatever way that someone speaks about it, you're building it. Baby, when I say as you speak, you create, and you could be creating for somebody else trying to be a hater. Look at your hating ass. Look at you.
Yep.
So, say it out loud. Forget the haters. Because all they're going to do. Because they're going to help you create it. Speak what you are creating. Because I know a lot of us, including myself, oftentimes we don't say the things out loud because we're scared of people's judgment, or they might say, y'all, it works for us. Mm-hmm. Speak it, visualize it, you know? Okay. Now, so help speaking a lot out loud, like especially when you say your intentions or your affirmations, both. It helps you focus on something specific. So, you know, when you're praying or meditating, whatever you call it, when you are having your conversations with God,
mm-hmm.
with your highest self, with your spirit, with your soul, whatever. And we're speaking internally, right? Oftentimes people don't speak out loud. For people who have trouble focusing on something internally, you're like, I'm trying to quiet my mind. If you start to speak it out loud, it helps you focus. So, you know, people are like, I don't know how to meditate because I don't know how to turn off my mind. That's not necessarily what you are doing.
Off your mind, right.
If you're trying to focus on one thing, if you have trouble doing it in silence, then speak it out loud. So if you're saying, I am focusing on balancing my energy. And that's what you're trying to do and you can't. But if you keep saying it, I'm focusing on balancing my energy. I am balancing my energy. My energy is balanced. So saying it out loud, now you can't think about anything else but what it is that you're saying. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then it helps you get through to the point where you need to get through.
All right. So I'm sorry. I need to say this because I feel like I'm one of those people who loses attention quickly. Like I'm easily distracted. Maybe not as easily distracted as you, but I'm easily distracted. But earlier, you know, before we were recording, Mia was like, okay, just focus on this.
I was literally saying it out loud.
So there are times where I actually have to tell myself, no, Christy, do this first, finish it up.
Yes.
And then go to the next thing. Because I will do like 12 different things that are unfinished.
No, Christy, that is me. No, that is me. Like, I am the queen of text didn't hit send. The queen, because like somebody will call in the middle of it, or I hear the email ding and I didn't put it down. I get back to that. I want to say one more sentence and did it. But look, I have I am retraining myself not to be scatterbrained. So speaking out loud for me helps me focus.
It checks me.
Like I literally
okay.
I'm at Chrissy's house. I'm like, if it was anybody else, I'm like, they don't think I'm crazy, but it's Christy. She already knows I am.
I talk to myself all the time. I'm like, Christy, finish this.
Right. I was like, focus. No, focus. You are doing this because we're talking about something. I'm like, oh, let me pull it up. Oh, that's a good question. Let's look at this. Wait a minute. Hold on. Now I don't even know where the hell I was. What was I doing?
5 minutes later?
No, That actually happens. So, yes. Yeah. So, when you are doing your conversations with your higher self, with your God, whatever version of that you see that as, speaking out loud helps you to focus that conversation. Mm-hmm. Focus. So, this is the... And you know, I'm big on being present. Like, when there is a difference when I am meditating, when I'm present. When there's nothing else that is happening that I'm worried about, that I got to hurry to. Because, you know, sometimes I have to, like, you know, I got stuff to do, so I'm like, okay, I can only do 20, 30 minutes. Right, let me get in here. And, you know, so when I have free, and I'm like, okay, I'm just, it's
she's jumping baby. Galaxies.
Allowing yourself to be present. And when you say something out loud, when you are speaking out loud, it helps you to be more present in that moment.
Agreed.
You know? And then, you guys, you know, we talked about this earlier. If you hear something enough, you know what? Christy brought this up earlier. Christy said, you know, from your first marriage, what you hear, you started to believe, right? So you had to retrain yourself to
believe something
new. So saying something out loud. Truth. So how did you start to believe that? Because you kept hearing it. It's repetition.
Yeah.
So you guys, that's how she got trained. That's how you get trained. That's how I get trained. Repetition. So saying something out loud repetitively,
and you have to
have
believe
some
it
consistency.
Too.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But think about it. The first time somebody says you an ugly bitch, I don't believe that. But if I keep hearing it, right, you're like, you know what? Your mama. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can keep it moving. However, if I continue to hear it, even if I don't believe it, you know, you start to ask questions, especially if when people are in their younger or formative years. Anyway, when you know who you are, you like it. I ain't hearing that. But my point is, when you hear something enough consistently, it's a training. It literally is a training. You're training yourself. So say it out loud, what you want to be, what you're creating. Keep saying it, because guess now all of a sudden you believe it. For real. And you vibrate at that level.
Yes.
All right. What's your takeaway, lady?
You know, the takeaway from this episode is that you just really have to be mindful of the words that you speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because, you know, of course, when we're talking, we just talk. And sometimes they're habits. But you really have to be mindful of what you are speaking, because the words that we speak, they each come with a frequency.
Yes.
And those frequencies have energy behind it. And energy manifests in the physical. So you really have to be careful with what you speak. And how you speak. Not only to outside, like to other people, but to yourself. Most importantly, to yourself.
Absolutely.
What's your takeaway?
I think my takeaway is, we have so much more control over our life and what we create. And one of the easiest ways to take control of that is to watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth when you speak about yourself. Watch your mouth when you talk about yourself. Speak power and life and love and your creation consistently.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Put some respect on your name.
You heard it. Put some respect on your name. All right. So here's the temple work real quick, you guys.
Ooh, temple work.
So we've been talking about speaking out loud. We've been talking about affirmations. So we both gave some examples of how people write their own affirmations. So what I want you guys to do, we're going to do one. Open your diary and your phone. I'm going to suggest that you write the affirmation in the way that I told you guys works for me, but write one affirmation about who you want yourself to, what you want in 30 days. What do you want? What are you affirming yourself to be in 30 days? It could be, you know, I haven't smoked a cigarette in 30 days. just keep saying that. I mean, I don't know what it, you know, but you guys, and we're going to practice this out loud, speaking out loud, speaking into an existence, something 30 days, you guys. Challenge yourself. Why not? Because why not? Challenge yourself. 30 days. Create something new for yourself using your words. That. And then I want you to record it. Write it down. Put a date on it. And you're going to open every day. He's going to say it every day. Now, I've heard a lot of different methods that people use to, like how many times to say it. I've heard like, you know, seven times a day, or you write it down 3 times and then you write it down 6 times and then you write it down 9 times. I'm going to keep it funky with you. This will work for me. I find a song because y'all, you know, you put some music on and then I make it part of the lyrics. So whatever, let me see, Rihanna, pour it up. Like I would be singing like, you know, I am that bitch. That's how you find out. Girl, I will make up any type of thing. And I just keep saying my affirmation over and over again to a beat. I got that check. I got that contract. I got that whatever that is. Then, you know, y'all, I start Issa Raying in the bathroom. Y'all know. Issa Rae in the bathroom.
Rapping?
But, girl. I'm all of a sudden, I'm right. I be making up. Then I'm all in. But I'm affirming that affirmation. That's how I do it. But another way also, another thing that I've done is, and I'm suggesting that you guys do, honestly, is to record yourself saying it. I would do it at least 12 times, one good rotation around. You know, everything, our universe divided into 12. But anyway, I would say 12 times and loop it. Just try it. Just try it for 30 days. There's not one day that should go by without you affirming this. And see how it changes you. See and what share you start with us, to believe. And, yeah, share with
please
us.
Please share with us. You guys on Instagram. Like, for all of the people who are listening to this podcast, there's not enough people on Instagram or social media talking to us. Like, yeah, sharing with us tell what us, you've experienced.
Tell us.
I mean, we get people asking us questions. We have phone calls with people. We talk to people. You guys, use us. We are here, and we want to have conversations with you. We want to engage with you, but you are so right.
Yeah.
So
see what happens.
See what happens. And please share with us, because we want to know.
You know what? We should do it too. We're going to do the exercise too. What's today? 2-1.
Damn it. I got to write shit down.
We're going to figure out an affirmation. We're going to share what our what our results are. So this is...
Oh, I have affirmation. Okay. Because I've been doing some stuff. I got some affirmation.
So today for us, when you guys get this, it'll be 2 days from now. Today is February 1st. So by March 1st.
Yes. And shout out to my sister, Tracy McGee. Today is her birthday.
Happy birthday, Tracy. Aquarius. Oh, she's totally an Aquarius. Absolutely.
Aquarius.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Tracy.
Yes.
Okay, Chrissy, what is our crystal of the week?
Ooh-hoo. Okay, so I'm pretty excited about this crystal. I have never heard of it, but it's called petalite, or petalite, like a petal.
Petalite, you'll be petalite. You need some petalite.
Petalite. So the element is wind. It helps with the third eye chakra, crown. It also helps with the transpersonal chakras, which we don't really get into, but that's the 8th through the 14th. So petalite is a... It's an activator of the higher mind. It balances energy that quickly brings you into higher realms of awareness during meditation. And with this crystal, because this crystal is a very high vibrational crystal, it's also grounding, which is the little, you know, contradicting. Mm-hmm. But it also allows you to...
It's
very high vibrational, but it's also grounding. Fine. It's high vibrational, but it's grounding.
Oh, that's interesting.
Very interesting. Like, I've never seen a crystal like this or heard a crystal like this. But Because of that, it allows you to stay connected while exploring the inner dimensions that can help to open you up. And because this particular crystal is a stone of manifestation, it can help to bring you into a physical realm of the visions that you find when journeying to higher realms. So when you allow yourself to envision, when you speak those things to existence and it brings you to a higher vibration, it brings those vibrations into the physical. And this crystal will help you to remain connected to the spiritual perspective while translating and manifesting its message here on earth. So again, I mean, that's just what I said. It takes what you allow yourself, like how you allow yourself to go, it takes that and it brings it into the physical. So again, like speak it into existence. Sometimes we say things that's like, man, like I'm a millionaire. And like right now, like you are. Your bank account baby, may be at a negative.
You taking us to dinner after this? Because right. Baby, you a millionaire. I believe with every I'm a ounce of my being. Look, what?
We are popping quartz what? For everybody.
Popping quartz for everybody.
We are popping quarks for everyone. So, but even though like it, you may not necessarily be in that space where you feel it, speak it into existence. Feel it. Like, how would it feel to be at a place and be able to pop those corks for everyone?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Like, what did you put on before you went out to pop corks with people? What are you wearing? What are your daily habits? How do you sleep? Who's your partner? Where do you live? That's the type of stuff that you want to embody. And once you embody it, then it manifests in the physical. So speak it into existence. That crystal, I feel like I need to get the pedalyte.
Girl, like, you know.
Or Pedalyte.
Pedalyte is what you drink after, you know, hungover.
I don't know if it's right. Pedalyte or Pedalyte, but it's Pedalite.
So it's Pedalyte.
See, I thought it was Pedal.
I have to look. You know when they show the little accents to show you how it's pronounced? Look up the dictionary version so I can see what it is.
We'll see if this is in the dictionary. But yeah, that's the crystal for this
I was trying to figure out, I wonder what the most hardest, because it looks like you guys, clear quartz, but a calcite-y looking clear quartz.
Right.
That's what it looks like to me. While you were talking about it, I just kind of looked it up. And I was, but, you know, calcite is a very soft stone, like a, this
and
one
calcite
is kind of
waxy too.
Right.
That's the thing with calcite. So it does look like calcite, but
it's much harder. It's not, you know, clear quartz is what, a 10 on the hardness scale?
I think so. I don't know.
This is like a 6.5. And calcite is a 3. So it's you know, so it's probably more of a jasper hardness, but you know, what's my green that I love? Malachite, maybe?
Yeah. He lights a 6.5.
So wait.
Or Pedalyte.
Malachite is, I just want to see how smart I am today.
Yeah, no, I'm curious.
Right?
You said malachite?
Yeah, what is malachite's most hardness?
3.5 to 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like, that's just a little over calcite. What about Medulla Jasper?
Wait, I'm about to check clear quartz just to get a... So clear quartz is 7.
Okay. So what's 10?
Jasper, diamond? I think, yeah. Diamond is a 10.
Okay.
Diamond is a 10. Ruby is a 9. Sapphire is a 9. let's see what else. 8 is a topaz. Hey, why not? Okay, let's go through the Mohs hardness scale right now. Mohs, M-O-H-S. 10 is a diamond. 9 is corundum.
That's the indestructible.
Yeah. 8 is topaz. 7 is quartz. So that's rose quartz, clear quartz, any quartz.
Oh.
6 is feldspar. 5 is apatite. 4 is fluorite. 3 is calcite. 2 is gypsum, like rose gypsum. I actually have that up front. It's like similar to a selenite. Too.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 is talc, like talcum powder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So anything that is, I would say, below
I about to say, quartz is
7,
pretty difficult because I've
you don't want to put
you
in
know
water.
That big hard quartz?
Mm-hmm.
That's fallen from, you know, 6 feet up.
And oh,
it did
I believe
not break.
It. You said 6 feet up.
From my bookshelf.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything below a 7, I would not put in water or have around water.
I put rose quartz in water.
Anything below.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like so like, seven, I think seven is good. Seven, they equate to like a steel nail. For. You said what?
River's water has quartz, rose quartz in it.
Aww. See, me is that type of fur mom. So a steel nail, that is equated to like a 6.5 Mohs hardness. A masonry drill bit is an 8.5, and that equates to like corundum and a diamond. Well, no, corundum.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, we just learned, the more you know. All right, y'all.
See?
You know.
Education over here.
Right, and stuff. We love you guys. Hit us up.
Yep.
It's an absolute treat. We love you guys.
Follow us on Two Queens.
Please follow us on IG at Two Queens Crystal Things.
Yep. And follow our personal pages. You guys know about Mia and all of her fabulous talents as a Akashic record reader, Reiki sound healer, coach, spiritual coach. Please. And let me not forget her new modality, the dragonfly. She can be followed at Wings Unleashed 444. And before she tries to interject and tell me my stuff.
I'm putting on my lip gloss to talk about her. I'm having
to get red. Before she gets to that point, I also want to let you guys know that we have been, I'm just going to put it out there, we have been talking about getting our own space for Two Queens.
Yep.
And so this is where the Buy Us Coffee, you know, the Buy Me Coffee link comes into play and helps us, because in order for us to continue providing these podcasts, which we've been doing for several years now for free, you know,
it's been the highlight of my life.
It really has. Like, and we've learned so much.
COVID. Oh my God, we have learned so much. We have some real friends. I have like real friends in whole other cities because of this podcast.
But we want to have our own space so that we can facilitate workshops, and we want to eventually expand to retreats.
We got some stuff, y'all.
We have some
stuff. We have vision.
We have vision, and we need, like, this is part of our purpose.
Speak it into existence.
I am. This is part of our purpose. This is something that we're supposed to do. So we do need your help in order to get to that goal where we can have our own space, where we can stop working our 9-to-5 job. We can meet with you all on a regular basis in the Caribbean or someplace where there's sun and the cold is not hurting your lungs like it's here in Chicago.
Why not the Greek Isles?
Right.
Because what?
Look, she just put that out there. So let's do that for a retreat. Let's do that for a retreat. So, yes. Support us if you can. Buy us coffee or buy us wine. And you guys know how you can follow me. So thank you, light, peace, love. And
soul.